What's up, my friends? Dr. Bruce back in the saddle. I do owe you an apology. I have been off the radar. I say off the radar, but I have really abandoned my podcast this past year. And when I say my podcast, I understand that with any podcast, it's all about the community. And I do apologize. I've had a lot of people ask, hey, when are you bringing back more new episodes for the Solopreneur Movement? You know, the Solopreneur Movement podcast is something I launched back in 2019, going all the way back 5 years ago. And what's interesting, when you study podcasts, you will find out that over 90% of podcasts never make it to episode number 10. Because why? It's a lot of work. It is a lot of work. But that's no excuse for me to really not get back to creating content, because it's not about me. It's about you, the consumer. It's about you, the solopreneur, right? So what is a solopreneur? A solopreneur is any individual person who is solely in charge of their sales, their service, their marketing, and all of this is a mindset. And what's been kind of fun, the parody, or I guess I should say the irony, I have an undergrad in English, you would think I would know that by now, but the irony, I would say, of bringing back this podcast after really a year-long hiatus is the fact that I'm not a solopreneur anymore. So I have a team of people around me. And that's been a big part of why I abandoned, got away from these weekly contents, is because I created a CRM over this past year. I mean, really, we've been creating it over the last 5 years, but we really honed in on our niche and the products and the services and the features and the benefits of it over this past year. So all of that is to say, again, I am recommitted to you now that I have my team around me, my amazing team around me, really focused in on the product of creating accountable CRM for banks and credit unions, but really for all mortgage loan officers and even other industries as well. But we really are honing in on our friends with the credit unions and the banks, and we're having a ton of success through our CRM plus coaching plus accountability model. So with that being said, I want to really kick off this podcast again. And the content that I want to focus on, because again, I do specialize in coaching and housing and banking and finance, and what I'm realizing, or what I'm seeing the stats are telling us, is that over 40% of people right now are getting out of real estate and are getting out of mortgage. So there is a big exodus going on right now in the housing and banking space. And the message that I have for you today on our inaugural podcast, bringing it back, is you didn't come this far just to come this far. So thank you so much for tuning in. I cannot tell you how excited I am to get back and do this podcast. So thank you so much for tuning in. And I really want to focus on this concept of what got us here won't get us there. But another extension of that that I've been speaking on is you did not come this far to just come this far, right? I think about all the different times in my business that I've wanted to give up and give in, right? I launched my business back in 2017. A lot of you have heard me tell my story, but I moved from Nashville, Tennessee, where I helped grow this multi-million dollar coaching business as basically a two-person show, right? There was the head coach and I was the assistant coach. And it got to the point where I'm like, you know what? I really want to go be the head coach. And at that time, you know, I didn't really understand what all that entailed, right? So I moved out to Colorado. I'm like, hey, here I am. Nobody knows who I am, and I launched this business. And quite frankly, the first year was a lot of work, but we had a lot of success early on. And then, as is the case for a lot of us, you know, we start to overcomplicate things. We try new different things. We try to add new things. And the main thing is to keep the main thing, right? I was having a call earlier with a buddy of mine that's getting into coaching, and he's having me go through and look at his marketing and all that kind of stuff. But when you're really just thinking about like you, your skill set, your business, the main thing is to always keep the main thing the main thing. And there's going to be different complexities, right? We all hit a ceiling of complexity when it comes to our business life. And I think that's what tends to happen for a lot of you. But you know, when we're talking about just this concept of you didn't come this far just to come this far, and honing in on my real estate friends and my mortgage banking friends, because let's be honest, the industry the last couple of years has been really, really challenging, really, really complicated and tough. And there's not been as much business as we want to be out there, right? Like that's all there is to it, with the rates going up and all that kind of stuff. And so a lot of people are getting out of the business. A lot of people are really just having this conversation of, you know, is this my vocation rather than my occupation? My vocation is my voice or my calling in life. I was put here to do this, right? Versus an occupation is something that occupies your time that you receive a paycheck for. And I think that's the conversation that a lot of people are having, or they feel like they're, I call it the doom loop, right? The doom loop is just wash, rinse, and repeat. It's same stuff, different day. And I think that's where a lot of people are just kind of having that conversation of, am I on the hamster wheel, or where it's the same shit, different day, and I'm just constantly trying to tread water and just trying to stay afloat when it comes to the business, right? And then there's the doom and gloom, and we're having conversations with other people in your industry. And I believe the law of attraction, right? We have to move in the opposite direction of the world's negative pull. Well, there's a lot of negative pull that's out there, all right? So this is meant to be a motivational episode today, and it's going to be a little bit of a longer one, right? I try to keep my podcast at right around 10 minutes because, quite frankly, that's the attention span that I have seen. But since I haven't been doing a podcast in a while, I want to kind of make this more of a longer version, maybe more of a webinar version as a rah-rah, kick off the second half of the year. You have to get your mind ready for what your body's about to do because you did not come this far just to come this far, all right? There is an end in sight, and that end in sight is getting back to the basics of your business, is getting back into why you do what you do, is getting back into you are just as good, if not better, than anybody else out there, right? So I don't want to start the episode off of like you're looking to switch careers, but let's face it, we all kind of go through that time period or that mentality of thinking through that concept of, you know what, is it time for me to get out of this industry? Is it time for me to go do something else? Is it time for me to transfer these skill sets over into another area, all right? And so that's really the conversation that I have on the front end. You know, anytime that we make significant changes in our life is because of either pain or potential. The pain, and that's where 80% of us make a decision to move, is I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. There's no end in sight. I don't know what to do. And that's that pain point, right? And then there's the potential, which is, you know what? I got more potential in the tank. And that's where, as a coach, I would love if people made changes based on potential. Right? So maybe, you know what, you're in real estate, you're in mortgage, for instance, as an example. Again, I coach all industries, but just using that as an example right now because it's real time. And maybe another better opportunity does come along, right, for you to use your skill sets. And maybe it is a little bit, quote unquote, easier, although that's never a reason for you to go do something, is because it's easier, right? But if you can transfer those same skill sets into another arena, maybe make just as much or more money, have more of an impact, then yeah, you know, I can't tell you to get out of I can't tell you not to get out of the industry if that's the case, all right? But for most people, you're making changes just for the sake of making changes because it is really, really hard. And that's who I really want this podcast to be dedicated towards, because I've experienced that, again, my own self. And many, many times since launching my business in 2017, I've had those periods of, oh my gosh, am I gonna make it? Did I make the right decision, right? We will far more regret what we could have done in life, what we should have done, but what we did not do. And that's really the mindset that we're focused on here of, you know what, before you pivot careers, before you get out of the industry, or if you're just looking for that little extra boost of motivation, I got you covered today, right? So I put together a list of things as to, you know, why do people stop pursuing something that they love or that they want or that they believe in? And it's many various reasons. And again, I go back to a lot of the times in my own business. Number one, it could be financial restraints. I go back to 2020, 2021 in my business, right? COVID happens. I can't go speak. That's the number one resource for me to bring in leads and to bring in equity and bring in revenue and all that kind of stuff in my company. And the world kind of shuts down and now I can't go out and speak and make a living for myself. And so therefore, what starts to happen is you focus solely on your financial restraints. You wake up and you look at that bank account, right? And that's an exhausting way to live and to run a business. And I think that's what's happening a lot for a lot of people is, hey, you know what? I had all these financial reserves and savings and, you know, equity in my assets and all that kind of stuff. But now those assets and that equity are depleting and I have to kind of have that hard conversation. Do I stay in this line of work or do I go do something again that's maybe more guaranteed, that has more money or that has, you know, more stability out there? And that's part of, again, the solopreneur life is you are solely in charge of your sales, your service, your marketing, your mindset, and your finances and all the different things. And as part of being a solopreneur is a lot of times there's not a guaranteed paycheck. There's not stability at the end of all of that, right? And so that's a big part of it is just financial restraints. Now, guys, that's a much deeper conversation, but I'm just kind of giving reasons why a lot of people will go through those feelings, all right? And I will just tell you, a lot of us go through these cycles, right? Like in your line of work, we all have busy season, or we might have one or two or three down years in a row, right? Like three is a lot, but typically we might have 1 or 6 months to a year of downtime or down years of production and revenue. And therefore it's creating that financial constraint where you feel like the weight of the world, and you're stressed and you're worried and you have fear and you can't sleep at night because you're worried about finance. I've been there, and quite frankly, I'm still there in my own business, right? Launching this CRM in my own business, it costs a lot of money to run a software company. I'm competing against some of the largest corporations out there in the world as little old Dr. Bruce, where I make money and I feed it back in there. So I can understand the financial constraints of making a decision like that, right? So only you and your financial advisor and your accountant and people like that in your life, your significant others, can really have that conversation. But if you begin with the end in mind and you put that sales plan into place and you say, you know what, over the next 90 days, I'm gonna do whatever it takes, or the next 6 months, right? I'm gonna do whatever it takes, and I'm gonna do the heavy lifting required. And maybe that's where you're giving yourself sort of that goal, that end in mind. And then if nothing changes from there, then that's where maybe you're having some of these really, really hard conversations of getting out of the business, right? But I don't want you making that decision just because of the external factors of the financial constraints of it alone, okay? Number two, maybe it's the time constraints, right? You're balancing responsibilities. So, you know, again, that's another part of just being a solopreneur, is you're fully in charge of all these different areas of your business. And maybe that's kind of having a weight on your shoulder. Maybe things have changed in your life, right? Like if you think about, you know, maybe you had a kid, maybe you have kids now, maybe they're a lot of that responsibility and priorities falls on you, right? So there could be just the time constraints of it's going to take a whole lot longer than I thought it's going to take. I heard a concept a long time ago called the 10-year overnight success story. And I feel like that's where I'm at right now in my business. It's like the 10-year overnight success story, where you wake up and one day all of this stuff clicks, and all of this heavy lifting that you've been doing over the past years and years and years, the compound effect of getting 1% better, it registers, right? But it could be just the fact that maybe you do have some of these time constraints. There's not enough time in the day. I will say, though, in a lot of instances, that's kind of a cop-out, in my opinion, because it's not time management, it's me management. So a lot of people just aren't doing the right activities with the time allotted, right? So if I wake up today and I'm like, hey, there's 24 hours in the day, we all get the same 24 hours. However, in my little life, my little Dr. Bruce life, you know, maybe I have 8 to 10 hours where I can just lock in. You know what? Maybe you only have 3 or 4 hours, right, to lock in, or maybe you have more than that, right? So, you know, when it comes to time management, a lot of times it's more of a me management and an energy management thing, but there's time constraints maybe on your progress. And that's another part of it, is you're not making the progress. And that's a natural demotivator. When you wake up and you're not making the progress that you want to be making. Now, there's a cautionary tale there, because a lot of us live in what I call the frustration gap. This is where I am. This is where I want to be. And that's a constant gap, because we constantly move that benchmark. All right. Versus this is where I am today. And this is the progress that I made. Right. But for a lot of people, it is a lack of progress. You know, people are motivated by autonomy. They're motivated by a purpose. They're motivated by mastery. I'm motivated by progress. If I'm not making that progress towards something, that can naturally be something for you to want to go do something else. And then an extension of that is you might just lose interest, right? I mean, there's a lot of people, highly successful people, entrepreneurial minded people, that kind of jump from idea to idea, right? There's this new idea, then there's that new idea, because the new shine always wears off for the new toy, right? That shine always wears off for a new toy. And so a lot of people, it's not really just a matter of the time constraint or the financial, but quite frankly, they just lose interest. They get bored by whatever it is that they're doing. And so that's where you have to kind of do that assessment on your own, is am I just bored, right? Again, kind of that same stuff, different day mentality. So a lot of times people just lose interest within that process, okay? Maybe you do lack the self-doubt. We talk about imposter syndrome all the time in the Solopreneur podcast and coaching in general, is because most of us have imposter syndrome. I'm not good enough. They're better than me. We're always constantly comparing ourselves to other people, right? And comparison is the enemy or the thief of joy. You guys have probably heard that before. And so that's where, for a lot of us, it's, you know, we have that self-doubt where, am I good enough, kind of a mindset, right? So again, I'm just kind of going through some various reasons why people give up and give in right before a breakthrough happens. And that's the mindset that I'm constantly in. is I'm one phone call away. I'm one conversation away. I'm one meeting away. I'm one new feature benefit marketing thing away from a different season in my life, right? Coaching for me, accountability, the CRM, everything that I do to go out there and help people in commoditized industries and housing, banking, insurance, finance, that's the vehicle, right? Like guys, my former past life, I was a teacher, right? I have a PhD in human performance. I used to be a college professor. I always wanted to teach. I wrote a book at 25 years old called Nexpert, where you're the next expert. And I get my joy, it's not from coaching the 50 to 100, $150 million producers in mortgage or the 20 to $50 million producers in real estate or the top of the table MDR roundtable members in financial services, right? To me, it really is what I get my most joy out of in coaching and teaching is the heart of a teacher approach is helping somebody go from, hey, I think this is my career. I think I can make it. I think this is something that I want to do long term. To yes, this is something that I could do long term, that I want to do long term. And it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. I know I'm going to make it in that industry. If I can help people make that pivot and that shift, hence why we're doing this podcast again today, is that's what brings me the most amount of joy. Okay. And so we're just talking through financial constraints. Why do people leave or stop doing things that they should be doing? Or why do people maybe get out of their industries altogether? Financial constraints. It's going to take longer than we thought it's going to be. The time constraint, right? Maybe you have a lack of support. You feel like it's just you all day, every day. Again, as a solopreneur, it can be very lonely at the top because you're in charge of all of these different areas and you just feel like, man, the weight of the world is on you because you don't have enough people supporting you, right? And then maybe because of that, you have the self-doubt. Am I good enough? Oh my gosh, I'm comparing myself to this person over here who's been doing it for just as long as me. And oh my gosh, look at all the success that they have, right? We almost always compare up. We never compare down. And I'm guilty of that in my own business, right? I'm guilty of that of looking at my own boss, my own mentor. I get on his Facebook or I get on his Instagram or whatever it is. And I'm looking at the house, the money, the cars, all the different things that he has going on. And that can be a natural demotivator if we allow it to be, right? So that imposter syndrome, that self-doubt, am I good enough kind of a thing. And then the last part that we talked about is the loss of interest in general. You get burnout, you get bored, you get complacent, you get whatever it is when it comes to all of that, right? So again, coaching point of this that I would, if I'm coaching you one-to-one right now, which I am, that's how I treat these podcasts, is I'm just having an authentic and genuine real conversation with you one-to-one right now through the microphone, is give yourself 3 to 6 months. So again, like, okay, if the answer is yes to all of these things, I'm in my vocation, you know what, I am really good at what I do, I'm very passionate about what I do, I have that why, that internal why, not the external why, the house, the money, the cars, right? Even your families, guys, I'm big into that internal why. It has to come from you. You want to be the best. You want to make progress in your own life because of it, right? And so that's the conversation that I would always have with anybody listening to this is, go. Are you willing to do whatever it takes over the next 3 months? And then from there, you can have this tough conversation of, you know what, I don't feel like it was fun anymore. I didn't make progress. You know, I didn't have any kinds of wins and all that kind of stuff. If you can go all in over the next 90 days and you can sacrifice short-term pleasures for long-term gains, and you can really identify, hey, what are the priorities that I want to make towards my business? What are the obstacles that I'm going to face? Am I willing to do whatever it takes to go out there and have that success? And you guys might have heard me tell this story, but I tell it often because, you know, our past is our past. It's finite. It's fixed. It's already happened. I go back to early on in my business. I was working at a WeWork type of a space, a shared office space. It was called Thrive, downtown Denver there. And the way that I launched my business in the first 90 days is I would literally go out and network and I would do the sales activities and I would do the happy hours and all that kind of stuff typically throughout the day. And then at night, I would a lot of times go create and record the content for the next day's content because it's the P90X of sales training, which means what? I have 90 days of content. Every single day there's content. So a lot of times I would do that the night before. You know, shame on me. I mean, if I'm coaching my own self going back, I'd be like, hey, you do that first in the morning, then that frees up the rest of your day, right? But I'm your classic entrepreneur. I'm your classic, you know, putting things off until later sort of a thing, right? Well, a lot of us do that as entrepreneurs. But there was one day that I'm in that Thrive workspace and the printer wouldn't work, right? So I have my camera set up just like this. I got my notes and all that kind of stuff. And I go to print off the handout so I can have my handout there in front of me and that I could speak and all that kind of stuff, right? and the printer wouldn't work. And I just remember, man, I like, it's like, if I didn't have any luck, I would have no luck of all, at all, right? That kind of a mindset. And I just remember in that moment, again, my mentor in the back of my mind is like, you got to learn how to laugh this off, right? It's at this very moment, a lot of people would give up and give in, but not you, right? And that's the mindset that I need a lot of you to really embrace the suck, right? We've all heard that expression, but it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. If you're working at your vocation instead of your occupation, and you're really good at what you do, and you're doing it for the right reasons, and you are doing the heavy lifting required to be successful, you're working in your fun zone, right? 80% of the time, I'm a big 80-20 rule believer. 80% of the time you're doing the things that you enjoy with the people you enjoy doing them with, then don't give up and give in right before that breakthrough happens. And I think that's the conversation that we're having today. You did not come this far just to come this far, right? Tough times don't last, tough people do. What got you here won't get you there, but it actually will. If you get back to doing the things that you know that work, and you get back to those basics, and you get back to trying to eliminate shortcuts, right? I think about, you know, there are certain tools and resources that we have at our disposal that can absolutely help all of us be more efficient. Yes, absolutely. Listen, y'all, I hope Accountable CRM is that. If you're listening to this and you are a member of our coaching program and you're using Accountable CRM, that's just a tool to help you be more efficient. Right? We're giving you daily suggestions as to how to prospect and who to follow up with and how to plan for the week, right? And all of those different types of things that are in there. However, you still have to do the work. There is no wealth without work, no get rich quick things that work long term, right? And again, I learned this lesson really hard, the hard way back in 2020, 2021, really in 2020, when I hired a digital marketer and we're just gonna turn on my Facebook ads and I have this 90-day boot camp and you know what, I'm never gonna have to work another day in my life. And that, quite frankly, that exacerbated with the fact that I couldn't go speak and coach and all that kind of stuff in person, I literally almost went bankrupt, right, within my business. And so I just think about those times. But now you turn your mess into your message. So a lot of you, if you can make it out the other side of this, make it out the other end of this, you turn this mess and you turn these challenges into your message. And there are so many people that come out the other side of difficult markets that learn new skills, that test their resilience and their grit, and that really allows them to accelerate. And I see that a lot happening in these tough economies, these tough markets, to where really once you turn that corner, then that's where you really accelerate within this process, okay? So the final assessment that I would all have you do, if you're contemplating a change or it's no longer fun or, you know, whatever the case might be, all those different things that I went through earlier, just do a personal autopsy, a personal assessment, right? If you're not having the success that you want to have right now, is it an external thing, i.e. the market, right? And, you know, guys, there is business out there. There's always going to be business that's out there, right? And so a lot of times when it comes to that, like, yeah, we can understand the market. It's not what it used to be, all that kind of stuff. But the reality is there is still business out there. And so, you know, that's number one. Just check that off. All right. Is it a skill set issue? Do you have the talents? Are you leveling up your skill sets when it comes to maybe your pitch? Maybe when it comes to prospecting? Maybe when it comes to your overcoming or handling objections? Maybe when it comes to asking for the new business and asking for referrals, right? Like, is it a skill set issue for you? Maybe that's an assessment. Is it a resources issue? You know, again, it could be, do I have the right resources, the right team, the right surrounding people around me, sort of a thing? Do I have the right technologies around me? So do I have the right resources right now? Do I have enough time to do what it is that I want to do? So again, I kind of want to give you that runway. Over these next 90 days, the success, the formula of success is time plus activity plus skills equals the outcomes, right? So if you put forth, if you carve out, if you make the time to do something, and then you actually do it through the activities, and then you have the skill sets around it, those will undoubtedly equal outcomes at some point. So some final affirmations for you. If you made it this long, I appreciate it, okay? I'm speaking from the heart today. I do have some notes, but really this is just me freestyling on this podcast today as we bring back the Solopreneur Movement podcast. You did not come this far just to come this far. So some affirmations that I write down in my 90-day sales planner every single day: you're just as good, if not better, than anybody else out there. All right. I am working in my vocation rather than my occupation. This is my voice or my calling. I was meant to do this through my heart of a teacher approach. That's my personal affirmation, right? Most people will give up and give in right before a breakthrough happens. Quite frankly, whenever I feel like I want to give up and I want to give in, like that's the mindset that I tell myself is, you know what? This probably means there's a breakthrough right around the corner. And it is amazing how many times that happens, right? Our emotions and our feelings want to let us down a lot, unfortunately, as solopreneurs, because there is a lot that goes into this, right? There's a lot of time and energy and money and resources that goes into being a world-class solopreneur in any industry, all right? So the final synopsis for you today is, like, I'm recording this, rule number one of podcasts, or really any evergreen content, is you never really want to date it. However, this is a kickoff to a new podcast. It is Monday, July 1st today as I'm recording this, right? Like, if you're waiting for that timing to be perfect, like, okay, well, 4th of July is coming up and then this is holidays coming up. Guys, if you're waiting for the time to be perfect, it's never going to be perfect. However, today is Monday, July 1st, you know? So just tell yourself, you know what? I have 90 days to go all in. I have 90 days to sacrifice short-term for the long-term. I have 90 days to really map out and plan what it is that I should be doing. As my good friend Eric Sack says, I shall not should on myself, right? Stop shooting on yourself and start putting in the work. Stop looking for the short-term get-rich-quick schemes. They're not out there. They don't exist. Get back to the basics of the things that you know that works, because you did not come this far to come this far. What got you here will not get you there, but it actually will if you get back to doing the things that you know you should be doing. If you get back to recommitting to your bigger future, if you get back to recommitting to those high value activities. Now, with all that being said, if you are in sales and you're like, you know what, I am ready to go all in, we do start our next 90-day boot camp. All right. So July 15th, we'll start our next 90-day sales manager boot camp. Reach out to myself or our team if you're interested in going through that boot camp. If you're listening to this and you are a manager of a credit union or a mortgage bank, and you want to help your take your team to that next level, maybe you don't have a CRM, maybe you want to give them some of these resources, maybe they need that shot of energy, that shot of B12 shot that I try to bring in to people's lives, then please do reach out to us. We have the only CRM plus coaching plus accountability model out there. Our most recent success story with our friends over at Michigan First Credit Union, Dan Sugg, he shared it during our Launch and Learn last week. They're up over 40% in production. And they're up over 200% in some other key performance indicators. Guys, we have something that's truly special that's out here. All right? That's unlike anything that's in the market. And we've worked really, really hard to bring this to you to help support you, the everyday LO, but also help support you, the director of mortgage lending or the production manager. So once again, you guys like that pop right there? Once again, you did not come this far just to come this far. Keep doing the work. Keep showing up and hit play in your daily life. And I promise you, good things are right around the corner.